How did things go for Adopt a Family this year for Christmas?
Well, this Christmas we've had just a tremendous generosity from the community, and we've been able to use that to help serve 90 families this Christmas. And within that, I believe four of those families were the direct Adopt a Family program, but then the rest of the families were served through either food box or the Christmas toy distribution. And we actually had 74 children who received toys this Christmas.
From the angel tree that
Right.
people can take a car, take an angel and buy a gift for a child.
Yeah, that was the Angel Tree program. And so 74 children were able to receive gifts, all thanks to the generosity of the people of Petersburg.
Do you have an idea of how that compares to recent years?
I know as far as the food boxes, we served 87 families with an actual Christmas food box this year. And last year they had done 73. So we are up by about 14 this year.
Did you get a sense from people how things were going this year? Have things been tougher, or you know, you hear so much about the economy, especially down south, but what are you hearing from folks here?
Well, I know that the economy has definitely been a big factor for a lot of people. And I know even this year here in Petersburg, the fishing has been off and on. Sometimes they've had, you know, wonderful fishing seasons and sometimes not. And so we've seen this year, I know we've definitely seen the increase in the families that we've served. You know, like I just said, we had 14 new families for the Christmas season. And I think that, you know, the economy is a lot different down south than it is here in Petersburg, but we still definitely see the effects of that. And even within our own stores, seeing prices of, you know, the basic everyday items like a gallon of milk going up and little things like that, to where, you know, people are finding themselves more in need this year than they have in years past.
How did the Salvation Army do this year in terms of donations of your kettle campaign, which is, I know, your biggest cash contribution sort of drive of the year? But
right. Yeah, our kettle campaign is always big. And because of the economy, we expected this year to actually come in under last year's total. And the people of Petersburg stepped up and just showed how tremendously generous they are. And we actually came in at $300 over last year's total. And so that's just a testimony to the great people of Petersburg and how they support each other.
Can you say what the total is?
Our grand total was just under $10,000 this year.
Great. So that's more than last year.
Yeah, definitely. About $300 more than last year's goal was.
You also provide other programs to help people in town here. Heating assistance, is that right?
We've had a number come in this winter for heating assistance. We also do emergency housing for people here in town with help from the Tides Inn for that. Our primary ministry, though, is, of course, our food bank program. And we serve probably 12 to 15 families a month through the food bank.
Has that gone up or changed since in the past year or so? Or?
As far as I know, it's staying pretty steady. I think it might be growing small, little by little, but we do see new families coming in every month to sign up. So the benefit of that is that some families we're not seeing come back, meaning that they're hopefully getting themselves together and finding more steady income and everything. But then we meet new families who are in need as well to kind of take their place. So that's what we're here for, to help serve those people who need it.
While the Christmas kettle campaign is done, what can people do if they still want to help out, whether it's food or money? Can they just still come and make donations throughout the year?
Sure, yeah. You know, we're always willing to accept donations of, you know, various kinds. Our thrift store, of course, receives the slightly used items for a resale program there. But then here we receive canned food throughout the entire year. You know, the Boy Scouts did a big campaign for us just before Thanksgiving and raised 15,000 cans of food for us. And that was great, but we're already starting to see that go down with the holidays having passed. And so we're always ready to accept more to help replenish our stock so that we can give it out to people in need. And then, of course, if you want to support financially, there, you're always welcome to just stop on by and come say hi to us. And we're more than happy to accept that on behalf of the Salvation Army.